الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام يقول ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and sustainer of the universe, of the heavens and the earth, and the creator of darkness and light. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah, who originated the heavens and the earth, and made the angels as messengers, and made them with wings in pairs, 2, 3, and 4. He increases in the creation whatever He wills. Surely Allah has power over all things. Whatever Allah opens up for anyone in terms of mercy and blessings, none can withhold. And whatever He withholds, none can give. And He is the mighty, the wise. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other systems and ways of life, although the idolaters detest that. Respected brothers and sisters, we all are very well familiar with the concept of reminders in our lives. In fact, without reminders, most of us will simply will not be able to live life. Despite the fact that we have high intelligence, and despite the fact that we are intelligent people and learned people, our lives to a large extent depends upon reminders. The announcement you heard earlier, or reminders about the change of time on Sunday. We have been hearing about this on the news for a couple of days now. At work, there are all these reminders through emails and text messages and memos. So we're constantly being reminded, because reminders are beneficial for us and good for us. This is exactly why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind them. It's not that we don't know. Remind them. And the expression remind them implies that the origin is that the person has knowledge. But there are other factors that may cause them not to, at the moment that they need to do something, remember to do it. So we need reminders. So Allah says, remind them, for surely reminders are beneficial for the believers. One of the greatest reminders, brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in the Quran And there are many things, of course, but one of the most important and most pertinent is that we all have to die. It reminds us about death over and over. In Surah Al-Mulk, he tells us, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Exalted is He, or glorified is He. بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ, in whose hands lie all control and dominion. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and He has power over all things. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا, who created death and life in order to test you, which of you will be best in deeds. And so in this ayah, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ, and He is the mighty, the wise, the forgiver. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that our life here is one that is a test. And not just any test, it's a test to see who performs the best, who can do the best deeds. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Not just to do good deeds, but which of you will take that to a higher level in doing better deeds, better than others. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brothers and sisters, also reminded us of death. In the hadith that is related by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam said, كُنْتُ نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ زِيَارَةِ الْقُبُورِ. He said, I had forbidden you from visiting the cemetery. فَزُورُوهَا الْآنِ, so now you should go ahead and visit them. Then he tells us why. فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْآخِرَةِ, because it reminds a person of the hereafter. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْمَوْتِ, and in one version he said, alayhi salam, that it reminds you of death. Of course, brothers and sisters, the purpose of any reminder is to ensure that we act before the deadline comes. That's why we're reminded that we're supposed to do things before a certain time. And thus, when the Prophet alayhi salam, in this hadith and in other ahadith, and Allah the Exalted in the Quran reminds us of death, the objective of the reminder is to remind us that there are things we need to do before death comes. So brothers and sisters, in this day and age, when there are so many distractions in our lives, from without and from within, we also create distractions for ourselves. With so many distractions in our world and in the world in which we live, we need to back up a little bit. We need to take a step backwards, sit down, and ask ourselves, if I knew I were going to die next week, what would I be doing now? If I knew that my parents or one of them will die next week or next month, what would I do in relation to them? If I knew that my child would die in the very near future, what would I do? How would I do things differently? Or would I do things differently? If I knew that my brother or sister or good friend or close friend will die very soon, what will I do? Would we perhaps, if we knew that our parents will die very soon, would we perhaps visit them more? Talk with them more? And if we have strained relations with them, would we try to change that? What would we do? But if we knew our spouse was going to die soon, brothers and sisters, hoping that we have a good relationship with them, What would we do now? What would we say to them? What would we do for them? And if I knew I was going to die soon, tomorrow or the next day or next week, what would I do now? Would I perhaps smile more at my brothers and sisters? Would I perhaps be more generous and kind with my brothers and sisters? Would I share a little bit more with them of my time, my expertise, my knowledge, and my finances? Would I perhaps do extra sunnah and nafil prayers? The same sunnah and nafil prayer sometimes we think we're too busy to perform. Would I take the few more seconds to complete my tasbih? What would I do? We need to sit down, brothers and sisters, and we need to do a list of the things we would do if we knew that we were going to die very soon, or someone dear to us will die very soon. And then we need to start doing those things, brothers and sisters. Because inasmuch as we know we will die, often we assume that we will die when we're much older. That's an assumption, it's not a guarantee. We can die at any time. And this is precisely why Allah the Exalted has kept hidden the time of death of the individual, so that the person is inspired and motivated to do good and to avoid evil, not because they're staring death in the face or they know they will die soon, they're faced with reality, but they will do so out of the goodness of their heart, that they will do so through choice, choosing to do so, wanting to do so, being happy to do so, being pleased to do so. So He has kept hidden the time of death of every individual. And no one knows except perhaps moments before the soul is going to leave the body. Only then one is certain of death. And the reason, brothers and sisters, that Allah has reminded us so often of death is that once it comes, our opportunity to do good deeds or to make amends for the bad ones is over. The book is closed. And we cannot effect any more changes, good or bad. In addition to that, there are no second chances, no extension of time. If there were second chances, or if we could get an extension of time when death comes knocking, then maybe we don't have to worry too much, because if we can get the second chance, we'll do our best then. But in this journey of life, brothers and sisters, there is only one chance. One chance to do the best we can to prepare our hereafter for us. Our life in this world is an exercise in preparation for our eternal life in the next world. And Allah the Exalted chose in His infinite knowledge and wisdom to let us live here so that we can perform the actions and do the deeds through choice necessary in order to make us deserving to be admitted to paradise. Or we can choose not to do that and therefore become deserving of being admitted to the hellfire. So He has given us the chance to make the choice. And He has the confidence in us that we are capable of making the right choices. Because He has given us a high level of intellect and intelligence. And this is why when the angels, as Allah mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah and in other surahs, when they question the wisdom of a creature, a creation that will make mischief in the land and shed blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He said to the angels, I know, surely I know what you don't know. And then to prove the point, He taught Adam the names of everything. Because in the very next ayah, Allah tells us that, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And then once He taught Adam the names of everything, to prove the point, He asked the angels to tell Him the names of things, and they couldn't. They submitted to His infinite knowledge and wisdom, and they said, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. They said, glory be to you, exalted are you, O Lord. We have no knowledge, no information except what you give to us. You are the all-knowing, the all-wise. And then Allah tells Adam to tell them the names of everything. And once He told them the names of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. He said to them, did I not tell you before? Did I not tell you that I know the secrets of the heavens and the earth? And I know what you reveal and what you conceal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, knows that as human beings we have the capacity to make the right choices and do the good deeds that will make us deserving of going to paradise. Because if we did not have the capacity, then we would all be fighting a losing battle. But we have the capacity. We just need to use that capacity, brothers and sisters, and be reminded by the reminders. Be reminded by the reminders. So let us take some time and sit down and ask ourselves this question. If I knew I were going to die next week, what would I be doing today and tomorrow and the next few days until that day comes? And let us start doing those things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. May He open our hearts and our minds so that we can all understand and comprehend this wonderful message He has revealed for the upliftment and betterment of people in this world as well as in the next world. And may Allah the Exalted inspire us all to live by this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts firm on the straight path. May He protect us from the temptations and the deviations of shaitan and the temptations that are so widespread around us in our world. May He keep us firm on the straight path. Forgive for us our mistakes and shortcomings. And may He cause us to be among those of His righteous servants who He will admit into paradise on the day of judgment. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us, as I said, about death numerous times in the Quran, inasmuch as He's also reminded us of the Day of Judgment. Because from our perspective, death will come before the Day of Judgment. And once death comes, it closes the door to the ability of the individual to make any changes. Finally, brothers and sisters, Allah the Exalted has reminded us that the eternal life of bliss and happiness in the hereafter is what we should all be aspiring for and striving for, over and above this temporary and fleeting physical enjoyment we can enjoy in this life. Allah tells us, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Nay, you prefer the life of this world. And this is the reality of the lives of many people. They prefer the life of this world, while the hereafter is خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى, is better and everlasting. So I pray that Allah will open our hearts and minds so that we can all understand this message, and that we would be inspired and motivated to live by it. Let us also send peace and blessings upon the Messenger of Allah, for Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين, وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين, وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين, وانصر عبادك المجاهدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم, وانصرهم على القوم الفاسقين, وانصرهم على القوم المجرمين, وانصرهم على القوم الظالمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا, واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters who are sick and suffering. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم رب الناس اذهب البأس. Oh Allah, you are the creator of mankind. We ask you to send down your healing and cure upon our brothers and sisters who are sick and suffering. Ishfi anta shafi. Heal them, for you are the only healer. Ishfi anta shafi. Ishfi anta shafi. La shifa'a illa shifa'uk. There is no healing better than your healing. Shifa'an la yughadiru saqma. A healing that leaves behind no trace of illness. Allahumma khaffif alamahum. O Allah, we ask you to ease their pain and suffering. Wa yassir lahum umurahum. And to make easy for them the affairs of their lives. Allahumma alhimhum as-sabra wa thabat wa rida bima qadayt. And we ask you, O Lord, to inspire them with patience and steadfastness, to submit to and to accept what you have decreed. Allahumma ajirhum fi musibatihim. O Allah, reward them for their patience and steadfastness in face of their illness. Wa akhlif lahum khayran minha ya arhamar rahimin. And replace it with something that is better for them, O most merciful of those who show mercy. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka qareebun sami'un mujibud da'wat wa qumu ila salatikum.